Random House Audio presents The Daring Ladies of Lowell by Kate Alcott. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Chapter 1. Lowell, Massachusetts, March 1832. Alice stepped gingerly into the darkened dormitory, holding her breath against the unexpected. An oil lamp flickered, turned so low she could see no more than a line of cots squeezed together in a long, narrow room. The air was close, aromatic with the scent of warm bodies. "Who are you?" demanded a sleepy voice. "Alice Barrow. I'm from New Hampshire, here to work." It didn't seem enough, but she was worn to the bone from her long coach ride to this gritty, bustling mill town that promised so much. "Lordy, another one." This was a second voice, bouncy and light, with a hint of mischief. "Move over, girls. Here we go again." "They shouldn't be waking us. She's got to take the far bed. I'm not giving up this one," declared the first voice, now on the edge of indignation. "Calm down, Mary-O. There's one empty." Alice began climbing over the still, shadowy figures, unnerved by their smothered giggles and deliberate pokes from unseen feet. She counted. She had to crawl over 5 almost invisible people before she got to the last bed in this small dormitory. "What's your name?" she said into the dim light, in the direction of the most friendly voice. "I'm Lovey. Welcome to..."